Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's Paul Skeens right there. You know that voice. That was Skeens responding to the NJ.com story that made plenty of waves yesterday, suggesting that one of his teammates thinks he desperately wants to play for the Yankees. Paul Skeens has a Yankees dream. Quote, trust me, teammate says, and Pirates, quote, understand it. That was the story by Randy Miller of NJ.com. He's been around the block. He's covered the Yankees for NJ.com for a while. He's not a no-name. He's not a sports talk Barry or one of those less reputable sorts, Donnie, that can occasionally populate these kinds of situations. And Skeens was given a chance as he collected a unanimous Cy Young last night, his first NL Cy Young. I'm going to predict the first of several in his career, regardless of where he plays. I don't think that's me going out on much of a limb. Skeens was given a chance to respond, and he said that. By the way, I'm flying solo today, if you haven't been able to tell. It's Malzy. Pony is drinking bourbon somewhere in Kentucky. And so I have you covered till 5:30. Busy show today. And you'll notice in that rebuttal by Skeens to a story where the unnamed teammate says, quote, trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times, end quote. You'll notice Paul Skeens really doesn't deny that he wants to play for the Yankees someday. It's an old two things can be true situation, in my opinion. Paul Skeens could someday absolutely want to play for the New York Yankees, and also very badly as a competitor, as a person who I think is mature beyond his years, as a person who probably does like being the big dog in town. Is there an athlete other than maybe Crosby with a higher approval rating than Paul Skeens right now?
No.
I would say no. Donnie's here, of course. Donnie, I'm sorry I did not include you in the show tweet. My manners are very bad today. You'll hear from Donnie in a second. He's a guy who probably likes being the most universally liked athlete in town, this side of Crosby or like Olivia Babcock. And he probably wants to do right by a bunch of fans that give him standing ovations or buy his jersey, or I'm sure somebody's named their kid Skeens already, first name Skeens, because of him. It has to have happened. I'm not going to do one of those. If you've named your child Skeens after Paul Skeens, call us, 412-928-9370. You can hit us up, though. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. He probably likes being here. He probably does strongly feel like winning in Pittsburgh would mean something to him, because that would also mean bucking the odds, beating trends, and doing something that is very rarely done in Major League Baseball. That is, being a guy who wins, who brings home a title in a genuine small market, small revenue, small payroll situation. The 2015 Royals are the last example of it. Before that, the 2003 Marlins. I don't think I'm skipping any here as far as teams who really did not spend a ton. And the Royals, frankly, actually like went for it in some tangible ways so they don't even really count in this respect. But Skeens probably does want to do all those things, because guess what? They would further add to what is already a very packed legacy of Paul Skeens in just over a season and a half of baseball here. He ends up doing that somehow before his Pirates time is over. He's untouchable in Pirates lore. He really is. For a modern generation, he would be talked about the way Babe Ruth gets talked about. They'd say, I remember when he pitched here. You'll notice, though, at no point did he like deny in the long term what he might want to do in baseball. Play for the Yankees, or play for the Dodgers, or let's just leave it to New York. Specifically, play for the New York Yankees. Play on the biggest stage for the biggest brand in the sport. They still are, by the way. Where the most money is, where the most attention is, where the most fame is, where the most marketing opportunities are. He didn't deny it. He also pointed out, he made the analogy, or he drew a comparison to his time with the Pirates and his time at Air Force, and how they won the conference at Air Force his sophomore year. I don't begrudge the guy what happened next, but what happened next is that he ended up going to LSU and won a national championship there. Like, the most baseball-insane school, perhaps, in the entire country. Kind of a weird example to use, is it not? Or kind of just proves my point here, which is that a very smart, very cagey guy said that he didn't know who said it or who claims that this is the case, but didn't really deny the overall notion, which is really at the heart of the story, isn't it? Yes, it's a teammate allegedly saying this to Randy Miller. I happen to believe that somebody did say it. I don't think this is a guy who's just making stuff up. I don't. He just does not strike me, because I've read his work before, I've seen his coverage before, reputable people follow him. I don't think he's making it up. That is not really the story that Paul Skeens might have, in a moment of frustration, said something to a teammate that a teammate then repeated. It's more just the notion that he's here for a very short period of time. He knows it, we know it, and that he doesn't really have any designs on giving the Pirates a sweetheart deal, a hometown deal, or any other thing that would tether him here any longer than he otherwise has to be here. He's not a Boris client that maybe cracked the door open half of 1% for some people, that he would be open or amenable to negotiating some sort of deal that bought out a year or two of free agency. That isn't happening. That isn't. That's not on the table. And nothing he said today changes my outlook on his time with the Pirates, changes what I think about him. I don't think he said anything unfair or wrong there, or not believable. He does want to win in Pittsburgh. He probably also wants to win in New York or some other big market when he gets there someday. They can both be true. Saying one does not nullify the other. Saying what he said last night does not make it so that he does not want to do the thing that he is alleged to have wanted to have said that he wanted to do sometime. Now, the part that I think you can call into question is where this teammate says he has, quote, no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win, end quote. I think a guy like Paul Skeens believes that if he, Paul Skeens, is somewhere, even with what the team did this year, which was not add, be worse overall, and waste many of his starts, I think he thinks if a team starts with me and it has Bubba Chandler and it maybe has Connor Griffin very early next year, if not right out from the jump, they can win. Because I think that's how all great players feel. Surround me with even decent talent and I can carry us. The quote, hoping for a trade well before his free agency hits, I don't necessarily buy that one way or another. Free agency is going to hit the year free agency hits, no matter what. I guess a team like the Yankees could trade for him and then say, screw free agency, here's $600 million right now. Let's just do this deal. And yes, that would be appealing if you're a guy like Paul Skeens. But I don't get the sense that he's like clawing at the inside of the door trying to get out of his cell, his baseball prison that he's been locked in. I think he understands, because I think he's a very smart guy, what it would mean to his legacy with an entire city of people and then probably a baseball sort of cognoscenti writ large if he wins here. And I think really what he laid out in that rebuttal, where he was given a chance to kind of respond to that, and I cut out the question in the part where he said thank you, like he wanted to get it off his chest. What I think he really just laid out there is a pretty straightforward vision of his immediate future. I want to win here with the Pirates. I want to be a part of a winner. For a fan, specifically for a fan base and a city that gets told it can't win. There's nothing in there that like expresses some great affinity for the people who run the organization or the guy who owns the organization, you'll notice. Like, there's nothing in there that says or that states explicitly, implicitly, or at all, oh yeah, I feel such a debt of gratitude to this organization, to these people, that I want to be here for 15 years. No one would believe that if it got said. So, I don't know if that counts as one of those sports talk opinions you're not supposed to give. One of those like, oh, you're not, this is bad habit stuff. You're not supposed to take both sides. I guess I don't really take both sides. I just respond to what he said last night with nothing in that quote is in real opposition to the meat of what was reported yesterday from an anonymous teammate. He wants to win here. He probably doesn't want to play his whole career here. Most guys don't play their whole career in one place. I think every player imaginable wants to hit free agency at some point. Juan Soto set arbitration records, then set a contract record because he hit free agency. It's normal. It's baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
412-928-9370. If you want to sound off, what did you make of Paul Skenes' rebuttal on all this? Don, how are you feeling today about this after Paul Skenes spoke last night? Did it put all your fears to bed? Happy-go-lucky, he's just Paul Skenes rolling hot dogs like he's Malzy in that. You see what he had in there? He had like 10 hot dogs on that roller.
Yeah, that looked good.
Livy Dunn is fascinated, I think. Here's a quick theory. I think Skenes has like a guilty pleasure. Like some people have a sweet tooth. I think he likes ballpark hot dogs. I do. And I think she just finds that very funny because she loves taking pictures of the hot dog roller.
Hey, you can have all the money and power in the world. I mean, nothing's stopping you from enjoying a hot dog.
Donnie, I might get that like put on like a t-shirt actually. But what did you make of it? Because I just did not think anything he said really countermanded anything that was said yesterday in that story. I mean, maybe the very extreme stuff at the top, but that's about it.
Is it weird and or maybe a little bit sad of me to be numb to a degree to about a story like that? Like, I'm not going to say that it was, you know, completely bogus. He didn't come out and say it was completely bogus. But it's our expectation that this guy will end up in pinstripes or he will be playing in Southern California within the next couple of years. Noah Hyles had the story when he was still on the beat a few months ago about how 2026 could be the final full season of Paul Skenes. So you better enjoy it. So it's really 2.5 seasons of this guy in Pittsburgh, and that's about it. So I'm not really, like, I'm not concerned over that story because that's where he's going to end up. That's just how baseball works. It only makes sense that the best pitcher in the game ends up playing for a team that is always playing in October and always in the big games. Now, I do believe when he says he wants to win in Pittsburgh and he wants to win for these fans because he views it as a challenge. And just based on the times that we have had him on this station,
mm-hmm.
based on everything we've seen from him, he will take that as more of a challenge than winning Rookie of the Year, winning the Cy Young, because I think he knows, hey, I can do all of this great stuff individually,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm able to bring playoff baseball back to this town and get them maybe even just a step further than the wild card round, you know, that this city looks at, a whole generation of fans looks at,
yeah,
as the high point of Pirates baseball.
If you think about the way they talk about McCutchen, who's like a Hall of Very Good player that I think gets elevated to Hall of Fame status by fans here, partly because of what he helped them do, and that was just win a wild card game. You win like two playoff series if you're Paul Skenes. Get the bronze ready for the statue.
You will be remembered as a god. You don't even have to win the World Series here. You win some individual accolades. You help get this team back to the postseason and they actually look competitive and you win a series or two. You will be remembered as a god in this town. I mean, to a degree, we do it with some all-time great Steeler teams. The Steel Curtain of the 70s, the teams in the 2000s. We love talking about those guys and even the bystanders on those teams that didn't really do all that much get remembered in great regard. He can be the guy at the forefront to actually change things here. I think that's what his big challenge is before he goes elsewhere, which is inevitable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.